This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Daily Freeman reports that New York wildlife officials say there are now 323 breeding pairs of bald eagles in the state. Aerial surveys show that 73% of the state's 442 known nesting territories are occupied, according to Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagas. Pesticides nearly eliminated eagles from the state in the 1960s. From 1976 to 1989, the DEC imported young eagles and hand-reared them for release in New York. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York voters will consider two constitutional amendments in November. Now, bills passed by two consecutively elected legislatures but not signed by the governor go to the voters. This November, voters will consider stripping convicted public officials of their pensions and creating a Forest Preserve land bank. The First Amendment would allow judges, when sentencing public servants, take away the pensions of the convicted. 100 acres would be set aside for the Catskills and 150 acres would be set aside for the Adirondacks in the Second Amendment to create a Forest Preserve land bank. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Chris McKenna reports in The Fray that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, sent a letter June 26th asking the Environmental Protection Agency to tighten its oversight over the chemicals that have contaminated drinking water supplies in Newburgh and Hoosick Falls. Faso, with Vermont Democratic Representative Peter Welch, asked EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt to, quote, play a central role in developing the science around perfluorinated compounds and properly regulating them, unquote. They want the EPA to set national drinking water regulations for PFOA and PFOS chemicals. The water in Hoosick Falls in Rensselaer County is polluted with PFOA, and water in Newburgh, farther south, has PFOS. Read the full story in The Fray. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the Rensselaerville Volunteer Ambulance is closing up after 45 years, replaced by shared county emergency services. Quote, it wasn't an easy decision, unquote, said Marion Overbaugh, an emergency medical technician for the Rensselaerville Volunteer Ambulance, who said she and the organization's two other EMTs will continue to volunteer in their community. Without an ambulance, they say they will treat patients at accident scenes until an ambulance arrives. Rensselaerville in southern Albany County retains the advanced life support service with a paramedic in a fly car stationed in either Rensselaerville or Westerloo. The town is also now contracting from the county an emergency medical technician stationed in an ambulance at the Helderberg Ambulance Station in Bern. The volunteer squad will be completely dissolved by September. The town is keeping the ambulance's former station building and its $88,000 a year insurance bill. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple has suggested he could use the building as a stopover point for patrolmen. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC. Go to WGXC.org and see the newsroom for more information.